Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it is Sarah Jane Case, the host of the Enneagram and Coffee podcast. My show is dedicated to discussing the beautiful and hard parts of working with the Enneagram. My favorite things to focus on during this podcast are personal growth, self-compassion, and empathy, which is where my new favorite podcast, Table Talk for Moms, comes in. This podcast, hosted by six sisters, is all about openness and transparency and is a breath of fresh air. You really feel like you're sitting at their kitchen table with them. Listen to Table Talk for Moms by clicking on the link in the episode description. Plus, the show is available wherever you get your podcasts.
We have been told so many times to take the emotion out of things. Like literally that exact sentence, a direct quote. I feel like I get so worked up about that sentence and it makes me shudder a little bit, mostly because I'm like, I have literal chemicals in my body that make me emotional. I have a certain time of the month where I am particularly more emotional. So how do I remove that? It's a part of my DNA. It's a part of who I am. It's a part of womanhood.
Yes.
And as I was deep in thought about this one day, I remember where I was. I was sitting in my daughter's room playing Barbies on the ground with her. And I just had this epiphany and thought to myself, why can't my emotions be my power? Why can't my superhuman power be emotions? Because emotions bring passion and drive. And I think part of the reason why our company continues to push through some really hard times are because of our emotions and my natural womanly instincts that include me being emotional are a superpower. And I feel bad that the fellas don't always have the extra emotion to them, the extra superpower, because it's a blessing and a curse. But now I have turned it into my superpower.
I love that. I like way to embrace it and just own it. And I honestly think like, women do have this superpower that men don't have, or, you know, maybe not all women, but like, I love that it's so easy for me to be empathetic and it's easier for me to like feel what others are feeling. And I think that's just something like a natural instinct that all women experience. And so I thought that was a great point. And I don't think we ever have to be ashamed of our emotions.
No.
I have always been an emotional person. I cry a lot talking about things that are like so close to my heart, like my family and my relationship with God and Jesus and people that I love. And it's so easy for me to get choked up when any of those things are involved in conversation. And, but I'm okay with it. And I especially want to show my kids that like, it's okay to show emotions, especially my son. I never want to say to my kids, like, stop crying or don't cry. But instead, like, I always try to make a point to say, like, it's okay that you're sad, or it's okay that you feel like crying. That's a great way to release your emotions. Like, I want to encourage them to let those emotions out instead of bottling them up and trying to press them down inside. And like I said, with my son, I even want him to know, like, it's okay for you as a guy to show emotions.
I love that. And his future wife will thank you for that one day.
I hope he's willing to talk and open up to his future wife.